USA News, I'm Laura Winters. In the headlines this Saturday morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China to meet with President Xi. President Biden is expected to hit the campaign trail next week as he gears up to run again in 2024. He confuses some of the speech he gives at the National Safer Communities Summit in Connecticut Friday, ending it saying, "All right, God bless the Queen, man." The phrase then started trending on Twitter, with many mocking the gaffe. The synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is facing the death penalty after being found guilty on all counts. The crime, considered the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in our country's history, 11 Jewish people shot and killed during a Sabbath service at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Here's correspondent Lisa Taylor.
A Pittsburgh jury has returned guilty verdicts on all 63 counts against the shooter in the Tree of Life Synagogue massacre. The 50-year-old male shooter was charged with multiple murder and hate crimes in the 2018 shooting that resulted in the deaths of 11 congregation members. The shooting has been called the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history.
An emotional service for a firefighter killed in New Jersey. Lisa G. reports.
While his daughter survived, Mark Batista drowned at the Jersey shore, and family and friends gathered to say goodbye on Friday at a Fair Lawn funeral home.
He's going to be a hero. He's going to be a hero because he's going to be alive all the time. And he's sorry. Now we're sorry.
Batista's wife received his helmet, hugged it close, and said a loving prayer. 39-year-old Batista was a 15-year FDNY veteran.
And the nation celebrates our dads tomorrow.
Consumers are expected to spend roughly $23 billion on Father's Day gifts. The amount is $3 billion more than last year's total. That's according to the National Retail Federation, and is a record high. About three-fourths of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday.
That's Jim Forbes reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
News now for your health. While the coronavirus has severely mutated down to what amounts to a cold for the majority of people who are still catching it, there is a move to start vaccinating Americans again for the fall and winter season. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels with details.
The unanimous vote came Thursday favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This weekend, New York lawmakers continued to weigh what to do with all the migrants flooding the state from our porous southern border. New York Congressman Republican Mark Molinaro introducing a bill which would block housing illegal immigrants at SUNY schools.
Introduced by Molinaro, the Schools Not Shelters Act would block asylum seekers from living on SUNY campuses as well as high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools.
Our schools are not meant to be shelters, and this issue has to be dealt with in New York City, not upstate New York communities.
New York City officials say less than 1% of the 49,000 migrants living in shelters are in other parts of the state, including Poughkeepsie, Albany, and White Plains. Meantime, Rockland County enacted an order that blocks the city from creating shelters in its area. I'm Natalie Migliori.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.